just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hello, everybody. This is BJ, and we're here today to talk to you about never giving up. Today, I have with me Pastor Chappelle Johnson, and I'm fortunate enough to have him with me today, and I'm very proud of that. But giving up, so many of us have come to that point in our lives at some time or another where we wanted to give up on things. It's easy to talk ourselves out of almost anything, especially if we're not sure, if we're afraid of failure, if we're afraid of what others say about us messing up. The end result of that is nothing. Nothing happens. We worry too much about what others think or say rather than what God says. Sometimes others will be glad to see you fail. They can't wait to see you fail. So they'll give you every reason that something won't work. It's so important to search for reasons to move forward. Know your worth. Know that you're capable. Know that you are somebody. Encourage yourself. Perseverance is a must, because sometimes the things we start or the goals that we're reaching for takes a very long time to reach. And so we have to persevere if we want to reach that goal. A relationship with God is a must, because that's where our strength and guidance comes from. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed by life, we just want the bus to stop so that we can get off. But don't sabotage yourself. Don't listen to the enemy saying that you can't. Sometimes people have been beaten down so much from the words from themselves and from others until it's become so hard to get up. And sometimes life, when you've been, like I said, beaten down by life itself, it just seems easier to stay in that place because you don't have to expect anything from yourself. And sometimes we are our very worst enemies. We will beat ourselves to a pulp because of what somebody else said about us. And all we accomplish when we do that is make the enemy smile, because now he can go to work on you, helping you to remain defeated. Now, Pastor Johnson, I'd just like to know some of your perspective on not giving up, not giving up.
Good morning to you
and good morning,
your radio audience. It's a pleasure to be here. You've chosen a very important subject, and one that warrants examination. And I'm thankful to God that I have an opportunity to express my views on this subject. Giving up has the meaning of ceasing to make an effort, resign oneself to failure, or surrender. And there are a lot of things in life that we can give up on. You know, they're your own personal goals and aspirations, giving up on people, giving on up on life and the life and the living with gladness and joy. We give up on that. There are a lot of areas where we can give up on. And you know, when the going gets tough, it sometimes brings up us to the thought that we don't want to go any further. We just don't want to tough it out. We just don't want to face another rejection. We don't want to face another problem that's lengthy and being able to solve. So sometimes we just stomp our feet and throw up our hands and we utter those words, "I give up." And that's the probably the most negative thing that you can bring in your life is to utter those words, because that's what Satan wants you to say.
Absolutely.
He wants you to forget where your strength comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we need to take into consideration, is where our strength comes from. In a practical sense, when we face situations that are difficult, sometimes we need to just back off from those situations and give ourselves a different perspective of how we should proceed. And I think I mentioned to you before, our dad, I remember when he was working as a carpenter, and he would come into a situation where it would make him scratch his head, and you know, you could see that he wasn't really sure as to how he should proceed. And he would do this. He would leave that job, that area of the job, and go do something else. And it was something to watch. It was something to witness. He would stay away from that area of the job, go do something else. And then a little bit later, you'd see him go back to that same spot. And he knows exactly where he needs to go. And somehow between his backing off and doing something else, he was able to get a different perspective, a different view of how he could come up with a solution to the problem to move forward. And sometimes we should do the same thing. Just back off, look at our situation, and develop some alternatives in how we should proceed. You know, we can watch people that we respect, that we know and respect, and watch them as to how they solve problems, and be mentored by them, to get an accountability partner, someone that you share your goals with, that can keep you accountable, someone you trust, someone you respect, and that person can help keep you accountable, help keep you encouraged to continue on your path for the goals that you have in mind. So there are a lot of things that God gives us the wisdom to put into place to help us reach our goals and to help us avoid uttering those words, "I give up. I give up."
Mm-hmm. And you know, too, we set ourselves up for failure when we get it in our minds that we can't do something. And, you know, the enemy will hold us hostage right there, right in that area. Life is a journey. It's going to be a journey as long as we have breath in our bodies. And we will have hills to climb. We will have obstacles. Sometimes no encouragement from others, but just what's on the inside of us, knowing that we just cannot stay down. We have to get up and always know that God believes in us, and always know that God is there for us, and he will certainly help us to climb whatever mountains we face. And we have to, you know, with not giving up, we have to believe in ourselves when everybody else doesn't. And one of the worst things we can do is share our journey with someone who won't believe, with someone who will discourage us, someone who will say, "Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're not capable. You're not smart enough. You don't look good enough. You're too short, or you're too tall, or whatever the case may be." And they will cause you to doubt yourself. You can't be around people who's going to cause you to doubt yourself. And you may not have but one earthly person that believes in you, and that's you. But God is smiling because you made that first step out of nothing to go to something. And when things don't go smoothly on our journey from nothing to something, we have to see them as situations to help us to become better. And we just don't give up, folks. See yourself as God sees you, precious in his sight. And don't give negative words from others power over you.
Amen.
Because that will, someone will always say, well, if I were you, I would do so and so this way. Well, you don't know if you would do it that way because you're not that person.
Right.
And everybody is different. So find your place, find your spot. I don't care if you're coming up out of a ditch. There's always hope. And we just have to want it. We have to want that change in our lives. We have to want to do better. And if you want to do better, God wants you to do better. But the thing is, we have to give God something to work with. We have to acknowledge, God, I need you. Help me to do this. Help me to get on this journey and stay on this journey because I want to be better. And and strive for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we look at the subject of giving up, we have to look at the opposite of giving up, and the opposite of giving up is perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Just steady, staying there, proceeding on through the difficult times, through the hard times. Proceeding on, having a no-quit attitude, having a no-giving-up attitude. And that's something we need to develop within ourselves. And what we should also know, first of all, that when we start off on a project or a task, or as we journey in this life, we should keep first in mind to trust God.
Amen.
To put our faith in God, to allow him to order our steps. And everything that we do in life, as we journey in life, we should take it to God first.
Amen.
And that's something that even we as Christians, we forget to do because life is so busy. It has so many challenges. It calls for an enormous amount of our time. And we forget to, number one, give God our lives and allow him to lead us in the way that he would have us go. And that seems simple to do, but we make it very, very difficult because we are always trying to do our own thing. You know, I have this in mind and I want to do it without having consulted God about what you're doing. And we should consult God in every aspect of our lives. And why should we? Because he is God and he is a faithful God, and he will order your steps in the way that he wants you to go to accomplish the purposes that he wants to accomplish through you. And all that we do, we should do it as though we're doing it to the glory of God. Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, says, and verses 29, starting with verse 29, he giveth power to the faint,
mm-hmm.
and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Mm-hmm.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. When we consider those verses, we can understand that when God orders our steps, mm-hmm. when we allow God to order our steps, the strength that we need to go through life, the provisions that we need to go through life, when we see the obstacles in life, God is there to lead us around, to lead us over, to lead us under, to lead us through, if necessary, mm-hmm. those obstacles to accomplish the purposes that he has for us. When we put God in the plan, there is nothing ahead but success. Mm-hmm. And what he gives us is his strength. And our strength is always, 999% of the time, it's always not enough. When we lean on God's strength, we are able to climb mountains that we thought we could never get over. Mm-hmm. We are able to cross valleys that we never thought we could get across. We're able to tread through rivers that we thought we could never get through. Mm-hmm. When we place ourselves in God's hands and in his will for our lives. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And you know, there are people who have not been taught about God, and we have people that feel like they're in an abyss, and being in an abyss is just a dark hole, a dark place. You don't see any sides, you don't see a top, you don't see a bottom, and people are in this place and they don't know how to come out. So what can they do in that situation? What can people do?
As we think about that, we can think about what our commission is as
there you go. That's
Christians.
It. That's it.
Whatever
kingdom builders.
Exactly. Disciple.
Disciples. Mm-hmm.
That's what God commands us to do. Whenever we see and we should look for every
opportunity.
Because as you mentioned, there's a lot of trouble and strife and a lot of people who are going through situations that they simply can't handle. I had a friend when I was going to a Bible study fellowship class, and this friend, he was in my class, and he was suffering from terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Terminal cancer. And he was in the class as much as he could be there. And this man, who had terminal cancer, and you can only imagine what someone might be going through when they've been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the stress that might put on an individual, the medical time, the time that they spend in the hospital, the time that they spend taking medication for this disease. And this man who had terminal cancer, going through a situation that you wouldn't want anybody to go through, going through a situation that would eventually lead to the end of his life as diagnosed, this man uttered the words, he didn't know how anyone could go through life without having God on their side. This man,
amen.
Who was suffering terminal cancer, he had no reason to lie about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he expressed the wisdom that we should all receive. I don't know how anybody can go through this life without having God on their side. Mm-hmm. And that's the word that we need to get out. For everyone who has a bowed down head, for everyone who might be going through a situation in their life that's putting pressure and stress on them, for everyone who will listen, we should let them know that God is available, that God is a faithful God. God is a healing God. God is a leading God. God is a God who can work through any problems that you might be facing. He is faithful to his children. He is faithful to those who have come into fellowship with him. And we need to get the word out that Jesus Christ has died for our sins.
Amen.
And put us in a position where we can receive even eternal life, even when we are sinful men, women, boys, and girls. Jesus Christ has died on the cross, has shed his blood on the cross, and died for our sins that we might be seen through God's eyes now as righteous. And we need to get the word out that you don't have to go through the things that you're going through in life. You don't have to experience the heartache and the pain that you're going through in life by yourself, because God will enter in and he'll let you see your situations through his eyes. He'll lead and guide you as he only can. Nobody else can do it like
God.
And we need to get the word out that provisions have been made for those who are going through. Mm-hmm. God has made provisions. He's made it through his son who died on the cross, who was buried in the tomb, who was raised from the dead, and is at his right hand right now interceding for our every need. And God left us the truth. He left us the Holy Spirit. He indwells the Holy Spirit in every believer. And that Holy Spirit gives you the truth. He lets you see the things as they are. He leads you around the obstacles that you might be faced. He lets you know that you should trust God, because if you look back over your life, if you see your life from back then, you'll see that God was there in 1950. He was there in 1999. He was there in 2001. He was there in 2012. He was there in 2017. He was there in 2019. He's there. And right now, he's always there. He is a faithful God, and he will keep you like nobody else can. Right. We need to get the word out to those who are going through, to those that you mentioned who are in the abyss, and to all who will listen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's our responsibility as Christians.
Amen.
You know, we should be able to. I know Christians go through things themselves, but the things that we go through should be a reminder of how we can encourage somebody else as they go through.
Amen.
Not judge people, not talk about people, but, you know, reach out and see how you can help somebody, how you can point somebody to God. That's our responsibility.
Amen.
As kingdom builders,
Amen.
as God's children, as his disciples. That's our responsibility.
Amen.
And every day we should pray and ask God to help us not to miss an opportunity to bless somebody in some way, to let somebody see him through us, and how we even through difficult times, how we, our attitude of continuing to praise God, even though it's difficult as I don't know what sometimes, but to know that only God can keep us.
Amen.
Only God can keep us in that place where we need to be, and that's close to him.
Amen.
Just our Father, just to feel him just father us and say, daughter or son, this is the way to walk. Let me show you how to walk. This is the way you should go. Let me lead you. And for us to follow.
As we're talking about that, it's not just us saying that. Scripture, Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 19, beginning with verse 19, it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you're a Christian and you're wondering, wondering about your purpose, and you might be saying to yourself, God hasn't revealed my purpose to me yet. We got a purpose for you right here, as God has commanded us. What He has taught you through the Word, what He has taught you through the preaching and the teaching that you've been associated with, what He has taught you in Sunday school class, what He has taught you in life, in the situations that you have gone through, what He has taught you by watching other Christian men and women and seeing their lives and the beauty of how they're living their lives in praise and how they're living their lives in holiness, and how they're living their lives in just praise and worship and honor to God, the God Almighty, the one true and living God. We got a purpose. Everybody has a purpose. And that is spreading the good news. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be anybody with a title. You can just be a God's child and tell somebody how God has blessed you. Tell somebody how God has led you. Tell somebody how God has brought you through whatever you have gone through in your life. And when you do that, God smiles upon
God
you.
Smiles.
When you do
Amen.
That, you are a blessing to somebody else. When you do that, you are able to lift up heads, and you're able to bring people out of their miry clay and lead them to solid ground by having the knowledge that a relationship with God is above all else that you could possibly
Amen.
Ever achieve or a goal set. Or whatever you might have in mind as something important, there is nothing more important than having a relationship with a loving God. And Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary
in well-doing,
good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just hope, and it, whenever you have time, folks, read Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, Psalm 13, 1 and 2, and see what God says about you. This is an assignment. Just pick up your Bible and read that. I could tell you what it says, and I hope someone has been blessed by this program. It's a blessing for us to bring it to you. I know that this is for somebody, and I hope that you take what's being said and apply it to your life so that you can move on, move up, and move ahead in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Amen. So much for listening. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin.